Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Every 3 months, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation releases its quarterly banking profile. The final note in each issue discusses a number of banks that have opened, merged, closed, or failed during the quarter. It also updates a number of banks on the FDIC problem bank list and, without naming names, lists the total assets of the banks on this list. If the last 9 months are any indication, the problem bank list is totally deceptive and useless. The report for the fourth quarter last year stated total assets of problem banks decreased from $116.3 billion to $47.5 billion. As we now know, almost right after the report was released, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, with assets of $209 billion and $118 billion in assets, respectively, failed in early March this year. At almost the same time, Silvergate Bank, whose assets had shrunk to $11 billion by the end of last year, announced that it was liquidating. So, for the first quarter report of this year, FDIC stated that total assets of problem banks were $58 billion. Oops! In the second quarter this year, $229 billion asset Signature Bank collapsed. 8 days ago, the FDIC released its second quarter 2023 quarterly banking profile. You'd think the organization would finally admit that there are lots of shaky banks in America. But no. Instead, this issue stated there were only 43 problem banks with total assets of only $46 billion. There have been recent credit rating downgrades of several American banks, others given negative outlooks on their current rating, and still more up for review for a possible credit rating downgrade. You would think that the FDIC could produce a more accurate list of problem banks and their total assets. To me, it appears the government considers it more important to lull the American public into a false sense of security of our financial system than to provide truthful information about the risk of failures of our nation's banks. Who are they trying to fool? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.